All right, great Tuesday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 through 16. Today's reading lifts up Israel's ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, who obeyed the Lord when they were told to leave their homeland and go to Canaan. You can find this account in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Isaiah points to their action as an example of obedience to the Lord. Words of comfort and hope are given along with the assurance of the Lord's deliverance and victory. And again, God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 51 at verse 1. The Lord says, "Listen to me, you that want to be saved, you that come to me for help. Think of the rock from which you came, the quarry from which you were cut. Think of your ancestor Abraham and of Sarah from whom you are descended. When I called Abraham, he was childless, but I blessed him and gave him children. I made his descendants numerous. I will show compassion to Jerusalem, to all who live in her ruins, and though her land is a desert, I will make it a garden, like the garden I planted in Eden. Joy and gladness will be there, and songs of praise and thanks to me. Listen to me, my people. Listen to what I say. I give my teachings to the nations. My laws will bring them light. I will come quickly and save them. The time of my victory is near. I myself will rule over the nations. Distant lands wait for me to come. They wait with the hope for me to save them. Look up at the heavens. Look at the earth. The heavens will disappear like smoke. The earth will wear out like old clothing, and all its people will die like flies. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will be final. Listen to me, you that know what is right, who have my teaching fixed in your hearts. Do not be afraid when people taunt and insult you. They will vanish like moth-eaten clothing. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will endure for all time. Wake up, Lord, and help us. Use your power and save us. Use it as you did in ancient times. It was you that cut the sea monster Rahab to pieces. It was you who dried up the sea. It was, and made a path through the water so that those you were saving could cross. Those whom you have rescued will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. The Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. Why should you fear mortals who are nothing more, no more enduring than grass? Have you forgotten the Lord who made you, who stretched out the heavens and made the earth's foundations? Why should you live in constant fear of the fury of those who oppress you, of those who are ready to destroy you? Their fury can no longer touch you. Those who are prisoners will soon be set free. They will live a long life and have all the food they need. I am the Lord your God. I stir up the sea and make its waves roar. My name is the Lord Almighty. I stretch out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations. I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. I have given you my teaching and protect you with my hand. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12, where the Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. You know, it's interesting as we go through our lives, we have certain things that we fear, certain worries that, you know, we're concerned about. Will the economy be good or will the economy crater? Will we have jobs? Will our savings, last? while we are in retirement, all of these things. Will our children make good grades in school? Will they be successful adults? All of these things concern us. They worry us. They drain at our energy. But it is the Lord God who has made us to walk in victory. Stop your worrying. Stop your fear and put your trust in God. Let us pray. Mighty God, you strengthen me day by day as you nurture me with your life-giving word. I thank and praise you for your teachings as I seek to be obedient to your will. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1 through 12, where God will rescue Jerusalem. Until tomorrow, then, beloved, walk in the promises of his word. God bless.